the sixth day of the holy month of Bashans, the martyrdom of Saint Isaac el Defraui. On this day, Saint Isaac el Defraui was martyred. He was born in the city of Defra, district of Tanta. When he grew up, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a vision and told him to go to the town of Tawa, district of Biba, to receive the crown of martyrdom. He instantly went to his parents to say goodbye to them. They wept and forbade him from doing such a thing. The angel of the Lord appeared to him again and took him out of the town. When he arrived at Tawa, he professed his faith before the governor, saying, "I believe in the Lord Christ." The governor placed him under guard until he had returned from the city of Nikios. It happened when Saint Isaac was passing by with the soldier, a blind man was sitting on the wayside. He asked Saint Isaac to give him sight. Isaac said to him, "Do not say, 'Give me,' but let it be according to your faith." And then Isaac prayed to the Lord Christ for his sake, and the man was given sight right away. When the soldier saw that, he also believed in Jesus Christ. When the governor returned, the soldier confessed the Lord Christ before him. The governor ordered that the soldier's head be cut off, and he received the crown of martyrdom. The governor became angry at Saint Isaac and tormented him severely, and then sent him to the city of Elbanasa to be tortured there. It happened while Isaac was in the boat, he asked for a drink, and a sailor gave him a little bit of water, and the man had only one eye. Isaac took some of the water and poured it over him, and the man received the sight in his blind eye immediately. When the saint arrived to Elbanasa, the governor tortured him severely, but the Lord comforted and healed Isaac, and finally the governor ordered him to be beheaded, and he received the crown of life. Some of the faithful took his body and carried it to his town of Defra and buried him there. And they then built a church after his name. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, in the year 395 AD, the Blessed Father, Saint Macarius of Alexandria, departed. He was a contemporary of Saint Macarius the Great, the father of the monks, and for this reason, he is called Saint Macarius the Junior, and Saint Macarius the Great is called the Senior. Saint Macarius the Junior became a monk at one of the monasteries near Alexandria. For his asceticism, he became the father and spiritual guide of all the monks' cells in the area near Alexandria. So he was called the father of the cells. He practiced many worships and possessed many virtues in his ascetic life. Among these practices, he once stayed for 5 days with his thoughts in heaven, occupied with early saints, prophets, angels, apostles, and the Lord Christ, while he was standing on his sleeping mat. After 2 nights, the devils started to scratch his feet, twisting themselves as snakes around his feet. They also showed him fire in his cell. However, with patience, the fire and phantoms disappeared. On the 5th day, Macarius could not control his thoughts with regards to the needs of life. This happened so that he would not become proud of what he had spiritually achieved. He said to himself, "I have remained in the ascetic life for 50 years, and they have not been like these 5 days." After he had managed the schools of those who were seeking to be baptized, he lived alone as a recluse in the year 335 AD in the El Natrun Desert, where he became the abbot of all the monasteries in this desert. It happened that he walked in the desert for several days in unpaved roads and was placing sticks of reed during the way to help him recognize the way back. When he wanted to return, he found the devil had removed all the sticks to mislead him. When he became thirsty, God sent him a wild cow, and he drank from its milk until he returned to his cell. One day, a wild hyena came to him and pulled his garment. Macarius followed her to her den, and it brought out her three young pups. He found that all of them were malformed and was amazed from the intelligence of the animals. He prayed and put his hands on them, and they were healed. The hyena disappeared for a while, and she came back with a sheepskin, which he used to sleep on until his departure. At one time, the thoughts of pride disturbed him until he was weary of it. These thoughts invited him to come to Rome to heal the sick there, instead of them suffering the travel to him. He slept in a cell and extended his feet outside the cell and said to his thoughts, "You can travel now if you can." When his thoughts went on disturbing him, he carried on his shoulder a basket full of sand and walked in the desert until he became physically tired. The thoughts of pride left him and he rested. One time he went to the monastery of St. Pachomius in a layman's garment and stayed there during the 40 days of Lent. No one saw him eating or laying down. He was making baskets of palm leaves while he was standing. The monk said to St. Pachomius, "Cast this man from here, for he is not human." Pachomius asked them to be patient until God reveals his story to them. St. Pachomius inquired to God about him, and God told Pachomius that the man was St. Macarius of Alexandria. They were all very happy to hear that. They welcomed him and received his blessings. When he found that his virtues have been revealed, he returned to his monastery. It happened that it did not rain for some time in Alexandria, and the patriarch called him. When he arrived at Alexandria, the rain started to fall, and it continued to rain until they asked him to stop it. He prayed, and God stopped the rain. Emperor Valens exiled him with St. Macarius the Great to one of the islands. They guided its people to the Christian faith, and then they returned to their monasteries. He considered that the virtue that was revealed and became known to everyone was rendered useless. When he heard that someone had a virtue that he did not have, he practiced this virtue until he mastered it more than the other man. He completed his life in a good spiritual conduct until he reached a good old age and departed in peace. May his prayers be with us and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day also, Father Pepnota, also called Pafnudi, who was from El Bandara, departed. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.